Hi, this is Bela Cochran-Petcher. I run Anyway Records in Columbus, Ohio. I also write. I have a blog and wrote a comic book last year. In my real life, I'm a social worker, and this is my Christmas story. All right, so this Christmas story actually starts in July, probably around the year 1991 or so, 1990. I was living in an Ohio State campus apartment with Jenny May, and one evening my grandmother called, my Hungarian grandmother. She called and said, and I just hear the phone ring, and Jenny says, yeah, sure, Grandma, we'll be right over. It was like 10 o'clock at night or so. So I said, what's Grandma want? And apparently she wanted us to put up her Christmas tree. She had decided that...
In July, yeah.
So she wanted a Christmas tree up in July. So we drive over there, and there's Grandma. She's got a big bottle of rum. And she says, I will order a pizza for us. We get some pizza. We have some rum. We sing some Christmas songs and put the tree up. Grandma, why do you want the tree up in July? She says, you know, it is so beautiful. I have all these ornaments I've collected, and Pablo got me this tree, and I miss it, and I love Christmas. I want it up. So I went down to the basement, which was just, she was a hoarder. There were like egg cartons from 1973 stacked on top of each other. She would take these magazines and cut out little pictures of teddy bears and penguins, and she just had stacks of this stuff, a rubber band together. So I dig it out and I get this tree. I take it. The worst thing was she didn't trust anybody. She had this, there's this kind of paranoia that runs in my family. So I hear her upstairs going, Jennifer, what is Bela doing down there? What do you think he's doing? And I hear Jenny saying, oh, he's just getting your Christmas tree, Grandma. So I come up. Grandma says, Bela, quickly, make us some Cuba Libres. So I go over to make the drinks, and I hear her from, I'm in the kitchen, she's in the other room, and she shrills out, Bela, make sure you wash your hands. I know what you boys do with your hands, and I don't want it on the ice. So put the tree up, get pretty hammered, drink the rum, and... the tree stays up for 5 years, actually. It basically came down when we put her in a home. But that next Christmas that came after July, she had decided that we were going to drive down to my dad's down in Athens, and then from Athens we were going to drive to my mom's across the state to Cincinnati, all on Christmas Day. And Grandma was a heavy woman, about 320 pounds or so. She had two artificial hips. She ate like crazy. And you know, she was a hoarder. She lost everything in the war, the Second World War, so she just saved everything. It was monotonous. So we start driving, and I say, Grandma, you know, why don't you let me drive the car? Because she just drove terribly. No, Bela, you can sit in the back. Jenny, you sit in front with me. And since she was so heavy, she wouldn't turn on the heat. There was no heat in her car. So we're driving down. I'm hungover. We get to Lancaster, there's a McDonald's, and I say, Grandma, can you just stop? I want to get a cup of coffee. So we pull into the McDonald's. The guy says, do you want some cream and sugar? No, I just want it black. And my grandma looks into the speaker, and she says, are they free? And the guy says, yeah, they're free. And she says, okay, we'll have some. I say, Grandma, I don't want any. Bela, they're free. Please put some ketchup, some mayonnaise, and some mustard in it. So we get this bag of condiments. I'm in the back of the car. We drive down to my dad's. My dad's kind of a weird guy. He comes out. We're there for about an hour, and they literally gave us saltine crackers and cookies. It's Christmas Day. Oddly enough, my dad gave me a gift of a Bart Simpson t-shirt that said Buckeyes number one. He re-gifted it to me that my grandma had given him the year before. She gave her, you know, 50-year-old son a Bart Simpson shirt. So I got that gift back, and we're driving away, and my grandmother starts complaining, and she says, you know, I cannot believe that your father is so crazy that he would give his own mother a saltine cracker on Christmas. Can you believe it? So we start this long drive across the state, and I say, you know, Grandma, if you want to stop, we can get some more McDonald's. And, you know, we have, obviously, we have ketchup and mustard if you want to get some fries. And there's just no heat in the car. Well, I had slipped a couple beers in my coat, so I'm in the back, and I just pop one open. We're driving across Christmas Day, and Grandma says, Bela, what is that? And I'm sipping my, you know, my old Milwaukee. And I say, oh, it's just a beer, Grandma. I'm just having a beer. And there's just total quiet, like silence for like 2 miles. And then she says quietly, Bela has a beer. So I said, Grandma, do you want another one? Of course I want the beer. Do you have one for Jenny? I said, no, I only brought two. She goes, give her your beer, and I have the other one. So we're driving along. Finally, Jenny says, Grandma, I'm cold. Jenny was tiny. She was like 92 pounds or something at that time. And she says, Grandma, it was snowing out. Grandma, I'm tired. I'm cold. And Grandma says, here, Jennifer, there are some newspapers under the seat there. Put those on you. So we're driving across. Jenny is completely covered in newspapers. I'm in the back, beerless. They're sipping on beer. Finally, about an hour and a half into the drive, my grandmother just stops the car on the side of the road. And there's nobody there. It's dark out. Grandma, what are you doing? I am tired. I need to take a nap. Get out of the car. So I said, you're kidding me. You want me to get out of the car? It's snowing, Grandma. She goes, I need to take a 15-minute nap. I can't drive anymore. So good people, get out of my car. I will wake up in 15 minutes and then we leave. So Jenny and I literally go sit underneath a tree for 15 minutes while my grandma takes a nap. We go to my mom's. We have dinner. My mom and stepfather don't drink. And after that, we're sitting at the table. My grandmother's like, not even a beer? There's not even a beer here? No, Grandma, they don't drink. Beer is not alcohol. They should at least give us a beer. It's Christmas. Grandma, they don't drink. So she's like, we have to leave soon. So we go to my sister's. Immediately she barks out, Bela, get the rum. Get the rum. So we go in. And I just remember drinking half a bottle of rum on Christmas, watching Mickey Mouse Christmas. Next day, go over to my mom's, have a nice Christmas. And my mom packs up all the leftover food. It was like turkey and ham and stuffing and all this kind of stuff. She stuffs it in these bags. We drive back, drop Grandma off, go back to our house. We lived on Chittenden, which is kind of a, you know, not so nice street. We had this upstairs apartment, and there was this guy who I'm thinking now was he smoked crack. So we had one of these converted houses. We lived upstairs, and we had this mound of laundry that Jenny actually used to use as an easel. She would put, you know, a canvas on there and paint. And then we had this stairwell that connected the three apartments that we didn't use very much, but we would store stuff in there. Anyway, we get home, you know, Christmas is over with, and about 2 weeks later, something has died. And we haven't seen this guy since before Christmas. Like, the stench is so bad. And I said, that guy died. Like, he died. He died of a drug overdose. He's dead. He died. He probably died on Christmas. So call the police, and the police come over, and they said, yeah, somebody died. It smells like it. So they actually, like, break his door down to look for him, and he's not there. So they start walking through the house, and they go up the stairs, and then there they find it under a pile of clothes. The leftover Christmas dinner that my mom had brought. So that was Christmas 1991, from July to Christmas 1991.